Ake konke lokhu kutshengisela ukuthi umumo womnotho awumanga kuhle ngoba abantu bamaphephandaba imali yabo bayenza ngokufakele ngokuthola ama-adverts. Bathe wakhangela ukuthi amakhampani amaningi amakhulu ayiwo ayefaka ama-adverts amaningi akhona sayavala. Amanye avala akhona ngala business ayenzayo. So uthi ukuthi abantu laba abasayitholi imali ye-advertising. Kukanti ama-costs anjengamaze iphepha lokuprinta i-machinery lokubhadala iy'sebenzi ama-costs akhona lokhu isiya phezulu. So umkhono weZimbabwe usenelisi ukuthi khona unganibanika inzuzo kule business. So akula muntu ongasebenza engatholi inzuzo.
Kodwa nxa sikhangele siyabona ukubana izikolo lapho okufunda khona intatheli zindaba lokhu ziqhela
kusuka kube ibhizinisi ngoba unganakelela ama-yunivesithi amaningi lawa i-course ye-journalism abantwana babhadala i-average of $600 kusiya $700 per semester okusekwenza ukuthi abanye bakubona kuyinto e-lucrative ngathi le i-business enhle kakhulu ngoba wonke umuntu ufuma kunezindaba wonke umuntu ufuna ukungena ekuthatheni izindaba lezemibiko so ama-yunivesithi alokhu siba baningi eproduce abantu abangelayo imisebenzi ngoba ama-organization enza ama-newspaper avala. Singazi ukuthi ama-registrations azashodwa njani ngoba obviously after ukuvala kwama-newspaper ezizalande kuma-registrations njengoba sikwazi ukuthi imisakazo emikhulu njengabo-ZBC vele akuyihambeli kuhle akula mali eningi abayenzayo.
Manje zona lezo intatheli zindaba ubona ungani zizakwenza?
Hayi lokho-ke kutho ukuthi bazajoyina-ke iningi labantu belingenamisebenzi eZimbabwe ngoba ungavele uluze umsebenzi wakhona ukuze uwuthole kuba nzima ngoba inhlanganiso eziningi ziyavala. So kutshengisela ukuthi nje bazajoyina abantu abaningi abaseZimbabwe abangenayo imisebenzi bazabaholova. Unless angazi ukuthi bangazama bhizinisi kani besebenzisa ulwazi abalalo or mhlawumbe bezithuthukise bephinde bebuyele futhi kuma-yunivesithi la beyofundisa njengoba kunabantu abaningi abafuna ukuba ngama-journalist.